Yo, what's going on, everybody? Dave Lochran with Odd Chopper back at it once again. Best bets in the NBA Wednesday, May 18th. Yesterday, to kick off the Eastern Conference Finals, we went 1-1, but technically it's a loss because we got over on Max Strus rebounds, but that was juiced at minus 160. Did not hit the under on that game either. I mean, they soared over that. Early on, we looked good. And then just buckets started falling. And Jimmy Butler, shit, man, this dude, third quarter, 17 points, took over. Bam Adebayo was an afterthought, right? A ghost, an aberration. And hit Butler and Tyler Hero just shouldered a ton of that weight. Really amazing stuff. But let's be honest here. You're talking about a team that when we recorded this video, we had Marcus Smart projected in. Nobody thought, and I'm not making excuses, I'm just giving you an idea of what we should be expecting going forward. And Al Horford was fine. And then he gets put in the health and safety protocol. He's out. Marcus Smart's out. Defensively, what a dagger that is to the Boston Celtics. So we'll see what happens in games 2 and 3. But keep in mind, we'll walk into these a little bit slowly, get an idea of what we're looking at, unless something really jumps off the page at us. Today, we got the Warriors. We got the Dallas Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals Game 1. So let's dive into it. Hey, hit that thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. Leave a comment down below. I try and read and respond to all of them. Some of you guys, some great picks in there yesterday too. So good work on your part. Not so much on mine. We'll try and correct for that today with Draymond Green over 15.5 rebounds and assists. Now, BetMGM has this at plus money, plus 105 right now. And if you want free money on top of this plus money bet, you want $200 for free, you should absolutely click that link in the pinned comments down below or in the description. All you have to do, hear me out, right? I know a ton of you guys have already done this because why would you not accept $200 free? But if you haven't, maybe you're new to the channel, welcome. You're new to the show or you just haven't gotten around to it yet. All you have to do is use that link in the pinned comment. Deposit $10 or more, but only has to be $10 as a first-time user. Bet any team to win, either team to win today. And if they score 22 plus points, that $10 becomes $200 like that. Take free money when it's offered to you. It is very difficult to make money in sports betting, especially in the postseason. This is one way to get it absolutely free. Build that bankroll and meet me back here tomorrow and use it again. Bet any team to win. They score 22 plus points. That $10 is $200 just like that. When books are giving away free money, take advantage of it because it won't be happening. These type of promos will not be happening forever. All right, Draymond Green, over 15.5 rebounds and assists, plus money, plus 105 at BetMGM. I know it seems like a big number, and he wasn't exactly dominant in that series against Memphis, but I see it a little bit differently. Actually, we were on over 6.5 assists in game 6, if you guys remember, and we got there with 8. And one of the reasons was, if you look at Draymond Green's playing time, I'm just riffing right now. I have notes here, but I'm just riffing on this one because a lot of you guys were with me in game 6. If we looked at, so we can recap, if you look at his playing time throughout the series, he only averaged 28 minutes, but there was foul trouble. There were some huge blowouts. There were ejections. Then he played 39 minutes in game 6. He was dominant. He finished with 23 rebounds and assists. 39 minutes. And on a per 36 basis in that series, like a per 36, Green averaged over 11 rebounds and 7.7 assists. So I definitely think you're in the Western Conference Finals, man. Like, yeah, Steve Kerr doesn't want to give Draymond Green 28 minutes. I think you're getting 34 to 36 on average, if not more. Assuming, you know, barring any other issues. So, yeah, you're not guaranteeing 36 minutes, but if he's not in foul trouble or getting ejected or if it's not a huge blowout, you're talking about a guy that's getting a lot of run, a lot of opportunities as well. Another thing to consider, too, I don't think we see nearly as many minutes for Kevon Looney. I do expect him to start, but I think it puts Green back at the 5 more than it would have last game where Looney played 22 or had 22 rebounds in that game. And as far as opportunities, 15.5 rebound chances per game, 13.3 potential assists per game against the Grizzlies. And that, again, was across 28 minutes per game. And yeah, I know the Mavs play slow, But they have the worst rebound rate of any team in the postseason thus far. So at plus money, I'm happy to ride the over on the rebounds and assists for Green. Now, I want to give you, I want to lay something out for you guys. I don't have anything specific here, but you can play it however you want. I was reading something on Twitter and watching clips of this where last game that these two teams faced in the regular season, the Mavericks blitzed the hell out of Stephen Curry above the three-point line as their ball handler. I think it's totally possible that that happens again. Steve Kerr actually said he's preparing for them to do that. Who knows if it's coach speak or whatnot, but it would make sense. I think Klay Thompson benefits from that, but also Draymond Green. One of the ways to negate this could be to just let Draymond Green do more ball handling, right? More of that floor general style. So then you might see Stephen Curry with some more just catch and shoot opportunities along with Klay Thompson. If that's the case, we like Draymond Green even more here. And we like the overs on the assists as well. But again, we have to see how they approach this. It's game one. I do think that's a possibility. And as bad as the Dallas Mavericks are as a rebounding team, Luka Doncic is still a stud in that regard, mostly all on the defensive glass, but I like him over 9.5 rebounds today at minus 130. There's really only one guy that can rebound for Dallas right now, at least competently, and that's Luka. 10 plus rebounds in 7 of 10 postseason games that he's played, 5 of 7 in that series against Phoenix. He's averaging over 10 per game in the playoffs and averaging over 15 rebound chances per game in the postseason. And mind you, those came against bigger front courts. You know, the Phoenix front court and then Rudy Gobert in Utah, obviously, that's a tough spot to haul in boards. So I like it against Golden State. I think they'll play smaller. I think Dallas will play smaller here, and it'll just feed Luka with opportunities to pick up boards. And while I do think Looney, like I said, will start, I don't think he gets nearly as many minutes as he did in that game 6 where Memphis went big again with Adams at the 5. So Luka, 16.3% rebound rate in the postseason, markedly better than anyone else on Dallas, including all of their bigs. We have him projected at 10.9 rebounds over at Odd Shopper. Totally free, by the way. Our projections, expected win rate, expected ROI, all of that is there. And every bet from any best book. So if you're going and you're saying, where's the best bet here? Oh, okay. They tell me. It's BetMGM. I don't have to lift a finger or look on these other books. It's right there. Totally free. Oddshopper.com. We have him with 10.9 rebounds projected for 65% expected win rate, 17% expected ROI over at Odd Shopper. I like all of that. And I will give you, to mix in an Odd Shopper special, our highest expected ROI bet of the day. The best odds here come over at BetMGM. Dwight Powell over 0.5 assists. Granted, you're not expecting to get a bunch of dime opportunities from Dwight Powell, but it's at plus 225. We have him projected for 0.7 assists, 55% expected ROI, and a 48% expected win rate. I'll take some shots on that over at BetMGM. Plus, you already got $200 free coming to you tomorrow if you sign up today with the link in the description, and we're coasting anyway. So Dwight Powell, that's just a half unit play, over 0.5 assists at BetMGM, plus 225. Doncic over 9.5 rebounds at minus 130. And Draymond Green at plus 105, over 15.5 rebounds and assists today. That'll do it. We'll be back tomorrow for game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. We're going to start learning some things here, picking up some information, some valuable insight as we work deeper into these series. Until next time, we'll catch you back here on the Best Bet Show. Peace.